Unit 8. Confined Space Medicine. I want to take my parents to dinner, said 22-year-old Hiroki Hayashi when asked by a TV reporter about his recovery just 3 years after the tragic train accident. He graduated from his university and is now working at the Osaka branch of an advertising company. Hiroki Hayashi and two other people were seriously injured when their bodies were trapped in the tangled wreckage of a train crash on the morning of April 25, 2005. Three medical teams consisting of doctors, nurses, and paramedics were there to save the lives of the last survivors of the Amagasaki train wreck. Rescuers said afterward that it was a miracle that they survived because nothing inside the car had retained its original form. The commuter train had derailed on a curve at high speed, and the first two cars slammed into an apartment building in Amagasaki, Hyogo Prefecture. Out of about 700 passengers, 107 lost their lives. Hiroki Hayashi, then a sophomore at Doshisha University, endured extreme pain while trapped inside the train by twisted metal beams and the bodies of other passengers. More than 6 hours had passed, and rescue workers had given up on finding any remaining survivors. However, Hayashi had phoned his mother several times from inside the wreck. Telling her that he was in great pain, he wondered if he could survive. Through the use of electromagnetic detectors, the rescue team finally discovered Hayashi and two other survivors in the first car. They removed the other two with great difficulty, but it was much more difficult to extract the young Hayashi. They were afraid of starting a fire if they used a cutting torch. Dr. Nakayama, medical commander, with the help of the rescue team, crawled into the wreck to help the three survivors. He knew that if he could begin treatment before a victim was free, there would be a better chance for survival. This is called confined space medicine. Dr. Nakayama stayed with Hayashi and began an intravenous drip while encouraging Hayashi to hang on during the ordeal. I can't go on any longer. Thank you for all your effort, said Hayashi to Dr. Nakayama during the long continued rescue, almost giving up the hope for his survival. Don't give up. I'll get you out of here by all means, Dr. Nakayama shouted, firmly shaking Hayashi's hands. Hayashi shook back. Nowadays, doctors at disaster sites use confined space medical techniques on the trapped survivors. They secure intravenous lines and give fluid to prevent crush syndrome. Many hundreds of people are said to have died from this syndrome during the Great Hanshin earthquake. Thus, doctors in the area have been trained in confined space medicine to treat victims while still trapped. Hayashi became unconscious and needed resuscitation when he was finally extricated from the wreck site after having been trapped for 22 hours. Thanks to Dr. Nakayama and the other medical and rescue team members who kept encouraging him and treated him with appropriate medical therapy at the scene of the accident, Hayashi survived.